The best way to start an interview in the middle of the Beach Road Hotel is to sneak up on someone and scare the shit out of her. Mel Greg is just around the corner here. I'm going to frighten her.
Excuse me.
Oh, God, that's the best thing I've had over my shoulder all week.
A big phallic microphone.
Yes.
Check. 1, 2, 3.
On the mic.
Test, test, test.
With Mike Goldman.
A very sneaky way to start the show. With Mel Greg, I snuck up on her in the Beach Road Hotel. We had a few drinks, talked to her about Celebrity Apprentice, her radio show, her time on Amazing Race, the royal prank where the nurse topped herself. That's pretty full on. We chat about a dating column. You know what? I'm sick of doing these kind of introductions on my podcast. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to sing about what's coming up with Mel Greg very shortly. Do you like to run? Do you like to raise money for charity? Well, here's your opportunity to do both. I'm the ambassador for the Shepherd Center. Who's the Shepherd Center? Well, they give deaf kids a voice so they can be part of their community and their family. Incredible organization with 5 centers across Australia, only partially government funded, so they need your help. I'm going to run in the City to Surf, a 14K fun run in Sydney, over 80,000 people running, and they've given me a spot at the front. Do you want to run at the front with me? And you'll start the race just behind the professional runners. You get a singlet, wristband, invitation to come and take a tour of one of the centers, personalized running bib. I wonder if you could just go straight to Ribs and Rumps down at Bondi straight after with that bib on and just slobber your ribs and crap all over it. You also get your Superstar Finishers medal, and you can come to my own piss-up straight after the run. My own function, sorry, I shouldn't say piss-up. You'll also receive a very special piece of artwork from one of the kids who goes to the Shepherd Centre to say thank you for your hard work. So help out the Shepherd Centre and get fit for charity. Giving deaf kids a voice so they can be part of their community and their family, the Shepherd Center. Go to onthemic.com for all the details, and all the other episodes of On The Mic are there too. Thanks to Rode Mics, Rode Microphones, for this incredible IXY, which we're recording the show on right now. Great microphone. You can just plug it straight on into the iPhone. If you want to be part of this show, please go to patreon.com and make a monthly donation so we can pay the producers and the hosting fees and all that kind of stuff. Because at the moment, I'm just paying it out of my own pocket. Get behind-the-scenes footage and so much more. Thank you to our first-ever sponsor, Erica Hammond. Legend. She loves the show. She's in Brizzy. And it's my mum. She's the only sponsor. So please help. Patreon.com/onthemic. We'll mention you on the show. All right. Here's my cheesy introduction about Mel Greg.
Welcome to On The Mic, the Mike Goldman podcast that you like, I hope. Today on the show, a babe called Mel Greg. When you look at her, you're gonna grow a third leg. She has a dating column and a radio show. Can orgasm in 3 seconds, didn't you know? She was on Celebrity Apprentice and Amazing Race. Poker if you're single, cause she'll sit on your Facebook and check you out, yeah, check you out, check her out. It's Mel Greg, Mel Greg, check her out. It's Mel Greg, Mel Greg, check her out. Live from the Beach Road Hotel, it's Mel Greg. Woo!
Hi, welcome to Backstage at the Beach Road Hotel. I'm hanging here with Mel. Hello, darling.
Do you normally take women into dark corners and private rooms like this?
I made a career out of it. So,
well, I mean, I'll take that. And thanks for the wine. Oh, no, I bought that. So we're off to a good start. I bought you beer.
You bought
as well.
Me wine and a beer. So we said, let's meet at the Beach Road Hotel. This is the first time I've ever done a podcast at a bar.
Cheers.
And it's so sorry if it's a little bit echoey, but downstairs was a bit noisy. It was playing commercial music in the background. So Apple would have cut up on podcasts if they could have heard that. So I've just asked some guy if we could sneak up to the burger bar, which is not open yet. But there's a full bar up here with like all 12 different versions of Patron Tequila. I could see some Grey Goose. We could sneak over there and have a couple
of
shots.
I was about to say, I'm nearly out of my wine. Are you willing to go behind there and top it up?
We're just going to get really pissed, aren't we?
Probably.
This shouldn't be called On The Mic. It should be called On The Piss with Mike and Mel. I love it. How are you, darling?
Yeah, look, I'm doing really good. I've had a few ups and downs recently, but you just got to look at the positives.
Let's get the shit out of the way. Mm. Okay, you broke up with your husband. Are you better for it now? What's the story?
Absolutely, yeah. It came out just publicly a week ago. I had to deal with him being unfaithful. So when you know that, it certainly makes it a lot easier.
How'd you find out?
You know what? Girls just know. So we'd broken up.
Intuition.
I woke up vomiting in the middle of the night. I kid you not. My gut said something's not right. No. You just know. But we kept it private until he came out with his new girlfriend and a couple of girls got angry. And
You didn't have kids. You didn't have kids or anything
No,
like
no
that.
Kids. No kids.
A dog.
Well, yeah, but I get the dog.
Now, what about all your stuff you had together? You have to split it down the middle or you get everything because he cheated?
Basically. We didn't have much, so it's all right. We were about to, like, we'd just been married. We were getting to that stage of buying a house, so we didn't have to split much. And yes,
he was in Adelaide anyway.
Yeah, we were doing long distance.
Hey, fuck that, man. I hate long distance. I tried to do it with my girlfriend / fiance at the time.
Yeah, have you been married?
When I was living in LA. No, I've been engaged twice. I don't get married. I get engaged to people just so I can talk them into breaking up with me.
Do you let them keep the ring?
That's the first one. She said that she wanted to keep it for sentimental reasons. Mm. What do you think of that?
Well, I hocked mine. Oh. I said the same thing.
Okay. No, I got it back.
Tight ass.
And I can say this now because it's so long ago. I kept that ring and then I gave it back to the jeweler who made me the ring. And I said, I'll give you another $5,000. Can you make another upgraded version?
Oh, you did not. You did not.
It wasn't the same ring though.
No wonder why it hasn't worked for you. You created karma on the ring before it even started.
No, but that's not bad. It's not
that.
The same ring. It was a different ring.
It's the same ring with an upgrade.
It's just like if I had cashed in at Cash Converters and used the money to get another ring, would that matter?
Yes.
Why? It's same
the
cash.
It's the karma surrounding
cash goes
it.
Into my bank account, I pull it out, and then I pay for another ring. But I just let the jeweler keep the ring, and he gave me another one.
This is why you're not married, Mike.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I feel that this could be why.
Okay, well, my current girlfriend, Bianca, she's amazing. She's got two feature films out that she's recorded this year, and she's got all sorts of big things
and
happening.
How much
she's
are you going to upgrade the ring to for her?
I don't think I need to upgrade because it's two rings in one.
If you give her that ring, oh my God.
Oh, I hope she that reminds to me. This. Sorry. That reminds me. I've just got to thank our sponsor. Is that cool?
Yeah, go on.
Big thanks to Kieran White Jewelers. they are the best jewelers in town. If you're getting engaged and you're looking for that perfect diamond ring, contact Kieran. Kieran's Jewelers.
That's disgraceful.
What? What's going on? You're on radio in Wollongong. The Gong. I used to be on 200 in Wollongong years ago.
Yeah, you were saying. Is that even a real radio station anymore?
No. I think it's your opposition, so yeah, you'd say that. No, what are they called? I-98.
Oh, yeah, no.
And you're on the wave.
Yeah, I'm on the wave, and I absolutely love it. Getting up at 4 a.m., though, is never good. Like, you're always in a deep sleep. At that time, you're never ready for it.
My dad has been doing breakfast radio for his whole life, and I don't know how he does it. I don't know how you guys do it. I tried it for a while when digital radio started in Sydney and in Australia, and there were four people listening to my show. Not even that, actually. I don't think anyone was actually listening to my show because no one had a digital radio. And getting up that early was just so hard, and then you feel like crap the rest of the day, and you're so grumpy. How do you do it?
Well, you don't. Like, you have to work out if you're going to have a nap or push through. I mean, this time in the afternoon, I'm going to have a couple of wines and have a nap like a little dog in the sun.
Yeah, but you'd have to work tomorrow. It's a Friday at the moment. So what do you do all weekend? You just catch up on sleep?
Yeah, you don't set your alarm and you Netflix and chill. But I just learned the other day, is chill just chilling or is chill sex?
When you say
Netflix and chill, does that mean Netflix and sex?
It depends how you say it. Like,
I just really just want Netflix and chill. Like, I just want to chill.
Just want to relax and actually, you know, watch episode 243 of The Good Wife.
Yes, but people say that it means sex.
No, it depends on how you say it. So if I say, hey, Mel,
mm?
Do you want to come to my place and watch Netflix and chill?
Yeah, okay, so that's the creepy version. Yeah, I get it.
That basically means we're going to have a root, but if... If I say it like, hey, Mel, come over, watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah, wear your tracksuit pants, bring a pizza, you know.
And then we're still going to have sex. Speaking of sex, you have a dating column.
I do. I just think it's important to normalise things for other women. So I share and I overshare. And I think that's why I can't get a date.
Bullshit. I know why you did it. Because your husband cheated on you and you want him to know about all the people that you're fucking. Admit it.
The only problem is, now if you read my column, Mike, you would know that I forgot to have sex for 6 months.
You haven't had sex for 6 months?
I've broken that drought now, but I got to the point where I was so busy doing important stuff that I completely forgot about men.
So do you go on these dates even if you know that they might be not the right person for you, just so you can write about it in your column?
Yes. No, well, yes.
Because I know this girl on the Gold Coast, and I actually put her on my podcast sometimes. Her name's Tinder Linda.
Oh.
Not her real name, but she's a traffic reporter for a Christian radio station. And she just goes on the stupidest dates possible. The weirdest things that people write to her on Tinder, she'll just go on the date. Like a guy the other day said, hey, you want to go picking mushrooms with me later tonight?
See, that's
at 11 p.m.?
I would love to pick mushrooms with someone, though. I'd give that a crack. But
you can hear that story.
Mm-mm.
Hear that story in my podcast. I think it's a few episodes ago, but she's hilarious. So you wouldn't do that just for the story?
No, not for the story. I'm genuinely wanting to find love again. So when you share these stories, I guess it's also like so people know what to expect. So if you put everything out there and someone reads it, they know that you're going to be a little bit cray-cray and they expect it from the start.
What are you looking for?
Just a man. Just a man with unconditional love, yeah. Preferably someone that's not unfaithful. Someone that understands this industry, someone that understands me and is willing to just...
Wouldn't be a Sydney bloke. You need a Queenslander. A guy from the Gong might be all right. Most Sydney guys I know cheat on their girlfriends and wives.
Really?
It's a Sydney thing.
You know,
it's bullshit.
I'm going to go on a rant. I fucking hate social media. It creates temptation. It creates these avenues that weren't there before. It's up to the person as to whether or not they cheat. It is on the individual. But it's so easy.
It makes everyone think that there's something better out there, especially yes. The people that don't realise this photo's just airbrushed. This
yes.
girl has no money. She might have a lot of followers, but most of them are from third world countries who just want to perv on white chicks, and it's not going to sell any protein powder whatsoever, so stop giving them money.
It's true, though, and it's just so sad because it's not real, but people believe it is real life and they just make silly choices. And I know that's what tempted my husband. He needed an outlet, and that's probably why I hate it so much and use the F word. You know, it was when he was not feeling happy and comfortable, that was his outlet. He went there and he hunted and he gathered.
So you're still dealing with it, or is it in the past? Are you over it now?
No, so in the past. When someone does something like that, when someone disrespects you, when someone lies, you don't ever waste time mourning them. You have your moment and you move forward. That's what I'm doing.
Enough about relationships and all that crap. I'm happy in mine, so I don't want to know about other
don't
people's sob stories.
On Instagram, though, Mike. Don't be one of those people. I mean, guys that are in relationships, why are you liking bikini photos every 2 seconds?
I don't like bikini photos every 2 seconds, probably every day or two. See, you're exaggerating again. But a mate of mine, actually, Tim O'Matic.
I love Tim O'Matic.
Tim O'Matic told me that he...
No, you have to call him Tim O'Margie now. He's changed his name again.
I interviewed him in my podcast, and at the start of the podcast, we're talking about how his new name's Tim O'Margie, and we're talking about people like Andrew G. He was Spidey, Andrew G, then Osher Gunsberg. And during the podcast, he goes, you know what? I'm going to go back to Tim O'Matic.
Well, how many times did you say Tim O'Margie?
So heaps of times.
And so you annoyed him.
And he goes, you know what? You know me as Tim O'Matic. That's what I got known from. Australia's Got Talent, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
not
name.
Dancing with the Stars. What's the show he was on?
So You
Think You
Can Dance. So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah. So when I was on the Hot 30 Countdown, we were interviewing him all the time as Tim O'Matic. Mm. He's an absolute lovely guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He's got some amazing new songs coming out soon with Shanil Sharma, who's a guy who discovered the Veronicas and awesome music producer, and you got to hear these songs. Like one of them's got
different sound for him because I loved his old stuff.
It's still a little bit the same sounding, but it's got a bit more of a hip hoppy sort of Colombian Cuban sort of sound to it. I really really like it. One of his songs has got the sample from Ace of Base's "All That She Wants" in it.
Oh and wow, that would be cool.
Do what you want.
Has he released this yet, or you've just had a private viewing?
What the hell is that? We're trying to do a podcast here. No, it's all right. Sorry. Sitting in a bar, I guess you're going to get people moving.
Though. Let's take a moment to admire that.
So there's a guy moving a big table at the moment from
muscles.
One end of the room to the other with his massive muscles. Do you want me to get his number for you?
Yes, please. And you didn't answer my question before. Is Tim O'Matic single these days?
Tim O'Matic, who he's gone back to his name during my podcast. Yeah, he is single. Yeah, but he was what I was leading to. Instagram is the new dating app.
Like, it is.
People don't worry with Tinder anymore. You just make a comment and say stuff to girls, and if they reply, then...
Three likes of three different photos, but you have to be strategic. Don't go for three titty photos. I've written an article about this as well. You have to, and then so I just lose patience after about 3 weeks of them doing a few likes. I just go, hey, do you want to have a real conversation? And it normally works.
And so have you been out on a date with a guy through Instagram?
Yeah, I have. Right. They're different in real life. Yeah, so that, it didn't progress to date number two.
Is that called catfishing?
No, catfishing is when you do a fake one.
Okay.
So it's when you pretend to be someone else.
I thought catfishing was when your photo doesn't look like you. It's like overly airbrushed.
No, catfishing would be me creating a Mike Goldman Instagram account and pretending to be Mike Goldman. That's catfishing.
It's you.
But then it's like, and
I
then
knew it was you.
And then someone goes on a date with you, and then I rock up. That's catfishing.
Can you please delete that Grindr account? Because I cop so much shit about it.
No, you. I saw the photos you sent those men.
So you were on a few TV shows. What were you on? You were on Amazing Race?
Yes, I did the first season of the Australian version. We sucked at that.
Oh, where'd you come?
Sixth, which was halfway, which was good.
How come? Your friend that you're on it with, did you argue a lot?
No. She was my sister. Well, she still is my sister.
So you argued a lot.
Yeah, we didn't talk for 3 months after the show. So those kinds of shows ruin relationships. So when we look back on all the people that were on that show, only one of the relationships is still together. Mm. So it ruins relationships, the stress.
So you, because I know a few producers that work on that show, and they're the same people who work on Big Brother and a lot of reality shows, The Block, whatever, but they'll make sure that you don't get a lot of sleep, so you are a bit grumpy and on edge. Is that true?
So one leg is one episode, and that leg will go for up to 48 hours.
Oh,
you don't sleep or drink or eat.
Oh,
because they give you money and say, oh, you can use your leg money for food. But if your taxi takes a wrong turn, you've got no spare money. So no one would use their money. So whenever we'd be at the airports getting a new flight to a location, we would beg for money and for food at the airport. I would eat the crew's leftovers on the plane.
And were you good mates with the crew? Because obviously they'll help you on the outside.
Well, they're not allowed to help you, but it is absolutely vital to become friends with producers. Oh, Mr. Muscles is at it again.
He's moving the table again. How's that going, mate?
Could you please top up my wine?
he looks a bit young for you.
I know, he actually looks like he's about 18. But you know what? Maybe I need to go cougar.
Yeah, why not? Excuse me. are you single? Just out of curiosity.
He wants to know. Grindr doesn't work for him anymore.
No, not me. God. This is my local. I got to come back here, Mel. You just go to the gong pubs and people know me here.
Yeah, okay. Well, if they do, could you fill up my wine then?
All right, I'll get you a wine. We're going to pause the podcast right now and get a wine and come back. Okay, welcome back to part two of On the Mic with Mel. And I'm apparently not allowed to mention the fact that she can get herself off in 3 seconds. What? You did it on another podcast. You can't do it on mine.
Because you didn't say it in context. You've made it sound dirty. It wasn't said in a dirty way.
Oh, okay. I was talking about other podcasts and you mentioned that you did one with some other girls talking about sex and the quickest way to have an orgasm. And apparently you hold the world record for getting yourself off the quickest.
I'm going to just drink my wine.
Why do you need a boyfriend?
We shouldn't have had wine in this situation. My God.
Okay, so if I sneezed or looked the other way, you could literally be knocking one out.
Say it like that. Yes.
I mean, I have that problem as well. But for a girl, it's not a problem. For a guy, it's a problem if you can come that quick.
Yeah, let's not talk about this. Can you imagine this headline? I don't want that headline again.
No, but it's true, man. I'm a spoil spurt. I initially I thought I was good at sex because I was getting it down to a minute.
Oh, your poor girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. Last night we're having sex, and she said. She said, this is great, wasn't it?
Well, how long? What, like 10 seconds after?
No, this is great, wasn't it? She said, while we're having sex, she said, oh, this is great, wasn't it? Is it finished when she mid-sentence?
Okay, now I get it. I didn't know. See, we've got something in common then. We achieve what we need to achieve quickly.
Now, let's just make the rest of the podcast about sex.
No, can we not? Because people just end up turning this into dirty headlines.
I have a small penis anyway. I don't want to talk about it.
So do I.
I'm hung like a cashew.
Me too.
What do you mean you have a small penis? Like a clitoris? Does it look like a small penis?
No, let's not talk about my parts. I don't even know. I've not even...
Look, you have a dating column. This stuff is wide open for chat.
I know. It so is, but I have control of it when I write it myself doing a Mike Goldman podcast. You never know what's going to happen.
Hey, what was Celebrity Apprentice like?
That was amazing because I hadn't had any work or any opportunities for ages, so I was craving it. Mm. So the long days and the early starts, I was like, la, 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 loved it. Where everyone else was getting stressed, I was cool as a cucumber.
Who was on it with you?
Sophie Monk. We had one of the bachelors, Blake Garvey, Gabby Greco. Oh, my God, don't even get me started on her. Gina Liano.
Was Josh Horner on yours?
No. James Matheson.
I was talking to Josh Horner the other day, the judge from Dancing with the Stars, and he said when you're sitting in the room waiting to go in to find out who's going to get fired, you're not even allowed to look at the boss. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. So, Mark, what, did he do it as well?
Mark Burris.
Did Josh do it
Josh
as well?
Josh Horner did it, yeah. And he said you'd sit in a room and everyone had to look the other way when he walked past to go and hang a piss or whatever.
Yes, and you weren't allowed to wee. You weren't allowed to do anything. And you'd be in there for like 7 hours. And I'm like, the first boardroom, I'm like, I'm going to just flirt with him because it's Mr. B. Yeah, it's all going to be fine.
Really?
And yes, Mr. Burris, I'll behave myself. Like he's just, he has this presence that demands respect.
Where did you get to? Down to the final five or something?
Of course, final five. Last two girls, myself and Sophie Monk.
Why'd you get fired?
Because we had to do a beauty expo and do celebrity foot massages. Didn't go well. The boys ganged up against me, but that's how it is.
Yeah, so I remember that.
I ganged up on other people. It's the game. It's what you do. So I was happy to make it that far.
It's good to be doing it. Josh said he was getting a few grand a week or something, like 5 grand a week. It's good money.
Oh, it's good money, of course.
Nice, especially when you're doing fuck all. And you know what this industry's like.
Work hard. Yeah. Like,
no, before Celebrity Apprentice. Like, you know, the industry is like up and down. One minute you're really busy. Oh, next minute you're like, what am I going to do? I've got no life.
Goes in the jungle and gets 50K to 100K for their efforts.
Dude, they get so much money for doing that stuff. Are you still mates with Sophie Monk?
Yeah, we do. We text every now and again when she was announced as the Bachelorette. Oh, gosh, I'm drunk.
As the Bachelorette. I'll be on the Bachelorette.
Come and date.
It's like Bachelor times Roulette, the Bachelorette. Hey, what do you think of her going on that show? So she says to find a normal guy. Fuck off.
No, it's true. No.
Oh, you won't find a normal guy on the Bachelorette. They're all like guy versions of Insta chicks.
No, they just
want more followers.
No, look at that. You know what? I see what you're saying, and normally any other show I'd be the same, but look at the success rate. Look at who's still together. Schnitzel Face and Sam Wood are having a baby.
Like that's Schnitzel Face.
I love you, Schnazano. I say Schnitzel Face. Gosh, give me another wine.
I'm hungry all of a sudden. What is this burger bar called?
I want a schnitty. And then you look at Tim and Anna. There's been some long-lasting, solid relationships. And the thing is, Sophie makes a good point. She can't go to a bar and meet a normal person. It just doesn't work. So at least they're screening people. It's like doing what she couldn't do in a year in like 3 weeks.
I couldn't date Sophie Monk.
Yes, you could.
She smokes. I won't date smokers. She smokes like a chimney. And you hear it in her voice too. Hi, how you going, Sophie Monk?
No, she is honestly one of the coolest chicks ever.
She's your mate.
I can't say bad things.
She doesn't actually, you know what? I'm a little bit jaded. She doesn't return my calls.
Maybe because you say on your podcast that you don't like that she has a smoke and that she sounds like a...
I will now. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm rejected, so I'm going to be a little bit mean. Sorry, Sophie.
No, she is absolutely awesome. Like, you know how you meet people and you're like a little bit nitpicky and you can say bad things? She's got it all. She's the full package. She is honestly amazing.
She's done some pretty amazing stuff. Like, you know, blockbuster movies in Hollywood. Yeah. I remember when I was there last, I saw her on a billboard promoting some nightclub or something like that.
And she's still humble as anything. Yeah, she'll treat everybody the same. That's what I love about her. And what you see with her is absolutely what she's like all the time.
Yeah, she's so down to earth. Yeah. Hey, got to talk about it briefly, and I don't want to talk about it for a long time because it's something that was pretty major that changed your life. Yeah. I watched your TED Talks that you've been doing. I think you started in Adelaide and you might have had another couple going around, where you talk about the royal prank call, where if no one knows what I'm talking about, years ago you were doing a top 40 radio show and you do a million pranks a year, like I did working in radio for a long time. A lady who you spoke to for like 4 seconds and put you through to the princess or the duchess or whatever she is, was devastated, and you'd tell the story a lot better than I would. After you've all of a sudden celebrated getting through to royalty on the phone, she's topped herself.
Yeah, and look, it was a really, really hard time, and I absolutely feel for Jacintha and her family, and I always will. And that's why I went over to the inquest. We were doing what we do every other day. I made suggestions as to how it should have aired because any smart announcer would go, okay,
yeah.
I don't think this is okay to air, but it wasn't up to us to decide, and what happened, happened. You know, she had a lot of things going on in her own life as well, but, it, you know, it did play a part, and her writing my name in the suicide note was something that is very confronting and something you have to look at and go, okay, regardless of who's at fault, this poor lady still thought of me before she did that. So it sent me to the deepest and darkest spot you can ever go to in your life where you question whether you want to live or not. But I chose life and I've made sure that I utilize every single second since.
4 years ago, though, I mean, it's a long time. I feel even stupid bringing it up because everyone knows everything about it now, and you've had royal inquests and you've had interviews on 60 Minutes or A Current Affair or whatever it was that I saw. But do you think of it differently now? It's so far behind you?
It will never be behind me, but you learn to accept what it was and it becomes a part of your life, but you live with it. It doesn't define you, but you learn from it, which is why I created Troll Free Day, because at the peak of the prank call, I was getting trolled for 2 years. The most heinous, revolting things you can say to a human being was said to me constantly.
Yeah.
So that changes your mentality and you go, okay, if this is happening to me, how are children handling it? So I created Troll Free Day and that's what I got from that journey.
And someone sent you bullets in the mail as well?
Yeah, with our names on it. That's yeah. Oh, the death threats were real. We were in lockdown for 3 months.
I remember working on Big Brother. I got a lot of horrible trolls having
Did
a go at me.
Did you have a lot of social media back then or was it just coming into it?
Not a lot. It was just coming into it. So I was one of the first people to be trolled, I think, ever on social media.
Yeah. But your late night stuff was friggin' awesome. I would sit there and I would watch it. I remember this thing you did with an inflatable kangaroo and I'm like, this guy's a freaking genius. How does he just sit there and talk shit?
I've got that inflatable kangaroo at home. We can go and do more with it later on if you like.
Can we? I would love to ride that kangaroo.
I remember it actually got to me. It really upset me. I was getting one person in particular was writing horrible things about my mother, my girlfriend, my looks, you're balding, you're ugly. And
hurtful.
I thought, I'm going to track this person down and I'm going to confront them face to face because I don't think that they should be speaking to me like that publicly on social media when I'm just someone who's wanting to provide entertainment for people and make their lives a little bit better. So I actually went to their house and I knocked on the door and his mother answered the door. He was 13.
Oh, my God, he was 13. This is the thing.
He's grounded. He's probably still grounded to this day.
And see how much it got to you,
yeah.
But you didn't know who was on the receiving end. So the way you need to look at trolling is they're not real. They're not normal. You don't know them. You don't know what they're going through. They're doing it because they're so miserable with their own lives that they want to bring you down.
But now there's trolling on steroids, which are these massive farms of people sitting in rooms who are hired by different...
Their hand off their dick for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the people like, you know, might be a 13-year-old kid or whatever in their bedroom writing something because they think it's funny and showing their mates because they got a reaction. I'm talking about governments are doing it now where, you know, behind the scenes they'll pay people to try and, you know, change the whole public's opinion on something.
I've not heard of this. What is this?
Oh, it's like, you know, they have fake accounts saying, I think this, I think that, you know, this guy's awesome. I'm really going to vote for this person because... So,
is it political?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't you watch Homeland?
I do, but then when he died, I couldn't, like, move on from it. Does he come back to life, by the way?
Nah.
Is he dead in the end of that one?
No, he's in another series called Billions, so he couldn't come back to life. But he was great in that show, and I turned
I
off then as
that.
Well.
It was brilliant.
And then I came back and watched series 4 and 5 and absolutely loved it. Because a lot of people...
I gave up after he died.
No, a lot of people got really turned off by that and thought, oh, it's not really worth watching anymore.
Yeah.
But... it's just amazing in the last two series. It's like I actually watch it and start shaking because I'm so on edge watching this show.
Really? So can I just jump back in and do season four or do I need to...
I reckon
like
season...
the guy with the beard?
I reckon season four, he is amazing. You know he was in The Princess Bride?
Was he?
Yeah.
And wait, didn't he do... Oh, he did Criminal Minds. I was obsessed with him in that.
He's great. Oh, I can't remember what his name is, but Dar Dol, the main bad CIA, head of the CIA guy, he is so horrible and so conniving. And the things that he does, it just makes you scream at the TV, your iPhone or your laptop, whatever you're watching it on, wanting him to get caught for all the horrible things that he's doing. And it's so satisfying. You've got to watch it. Anyway, get back into it.
Claire Danes is still doing it, but she went a bit cray-cray. Did she recover?
She never.
With the guy?
No, she never really recovers. But she had a baby with with the terrorist dude. The terrorist slash American Army.
So
man.
There's I need to get back on it.
Get back into it. It's great. What else are you watching on Netflix and Stan and Hulu and all those kind of shows?
Okay, I'm obsessed. So Netflix is my thing. So I love crime shows. So I've done The Killing. I've done The Missing. I love a bit of Leso action as well. So I've done Orange is the New Black.
Oh, cool.
There's something about that I find fascinating because love is love. Yeah. I like that.
How good is Ruby Rose?
Oh, she's amazing.
She's killing it now. She's like in Vin Diesel's new movie.
Oh, yeah. She's absolutely dominating. And she's got a beautiful little... Veronica's girlfriend as well. I love those girls.
Yeah, they're cool. Actually, I saw Ruby Rose because I was living in the States for a couple of years. And I ran into her a few times around LA and she was so nice. We got along so well, you know, had a coffee, had a chat to her and so approachable and down to earth.
Yeah.
And she was doing the humble hustle in LA, just trying to get an agent, trying to get a manager because they don't give a shit what you did in Australia. It doesn't mean anything to them. And she started shooting her own little promo videos and she shot a video as well, which got millions of views about her dressing as a man and being a man in certain situations. And one of the directors of Orange is the New Black saw it and she got an audition.
Oh, get out. Is that where that stemmed from?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you got to make your own noise out there.
You do. And that's the thing. I don't like someone else controlling my PR or my life, especially after what happened. I like to take control of that stuff and make sure that I'm always being true to myself.
The best thing you ever did was doing that TED Talks thing. It just laid it all out there because for someone that saw it in the news and I thought, oh, that's fucked. These poor guys have just done a crank call and they're copping the blame for everything. When people do crank calls every day all over Australia and they still do them. And I didn't know the full story, but I thought it was a lot worse than what it was. And when I saw you do the TED Talks and, you know, understood how it actually happened, I thought, it's got nothing to do with her.
Yeah, and it's tough though because you don't know how someone's feeling when you do that. So now I'm pretty anti-prank. Mm. Like I don't think I would be keen on doing that because if you don't know who's on the receiving end, we honestly just thought it was a media centre who are trained to deal with that. And at the inquest, we discovered that there was at least 10 other prank calls that day.
Yeah,
you just expect. Really? Yeah, of course.
So she was just fed up with lots of people calling.
I don't know whether her shift had started. So when our show was on and when we called, it was 5 a.m. their time. We didn't even check what the time was because we figured it's a hospital 24/7. So you just got to be careful.
So here we are hanging out in a bar upstairs at the Beach Road Hotel. What's this place called again?
Valley.
The Valley. This
hot guy.
This bar is the Valley and Mel has spotted a hot guy who's putting beer coasters on tables.
The cougar will now attack.
Probably doesn't need to be putting coasters down. He just wants to come over here and meet Mel as he's getting closer. Take your top off. He's placing coasters on tables closer and closer to us.
He has to get to our table.
He's two tables away right now, and now he's here at our
What's
table.
What's your name, young man?
Ty.
Ty. Ty.
Hey, Ty. Where are you from?
Wamba.
Oh, good. Can I talk to you for a minute? Come over here, Ty. Come on, mate. I just want to have a quick chat. So, are you single?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool. Do you like older women?
No, I'm sorry.
How old are you?
18.
Do you like girls or guys?
Girls.
What do you think of the girl over there? She's 34. She's single. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend. Oh, sorry, man. But apparently, she doesn't mind sharing. It's fine.
And I'm fine to get some feedback. I'd just like to know if he was keen.
So what's the future hold for you? What's going on?
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I love being back in radio. I love that I could create Troll Free Day and air a one-hour radio special to 40 radio stations across Australia.
Wow.
Like I find radio rewarding in that sense now. Use that platform for good. We've got such a powerful medium to use. Use it for good. Don't do farts and boob jokes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I love that I can do Troll Free Day. I've got my dating article. And by the end of this year, I'd love to find love again. Well, just to be dating someone, you know, do the normal things with a guy again. It's soon will be nearly 2 years.
So if you'd like to date Mel, all you got to do is go to her Instagram account. You have to like three photos and then...
But don't do all booby photos. No, you know what? The problem with me is, and I'm an old school romantic, flowers over a dick pic any day.
Oh, really? What? So get some flowers and put your dick over the top of the flowers.
Don't.
Is that what you mean? Flowers over a dick pic or dick pic over flowers?
No, I just want flowers instead of someone going, oh, hey, do you want to go on a date? Here's my dick. No, no, I don't want you or your dick. Maybe eventually, but I want flowers and a nice date first.
Do you get sent a lot of dick pics?
Not anymore, because I made a point of saying don't send me dick pics.
Oh.
Because it's just, it's degrading, like gross. Don't be gross. And I want to have a real conversation. Mm. I don't want you just doing your stupid little conversations and your like. Mm. Talk to me.
Talk to Mel. Call 1-800-273-543. Mel's dating hotline. No dick pics. Just flowers and good conversation.
Well, this has been fun. I look forward to the headlines that will be created from this film.
You've been listening to On The Mic with Mike Goldman. Subscribe, download and review at iTunes, Audioboom, Stitcher or your favourite podcasting app. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.